I greet you in the name of Jesus Christ, and we are entering into an amazing week, a week designed by God. But not just that week, you are designed by God. We are talking about open door design. And today we want to at least mention uplifted kingdom blueprint. God has a blueprint. And when God designed us, he created us with a purpose. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10 says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." God created us with a plan. He created us with a purpose. And so there are three things that I'd like to share with us today. Number one, the blueprint image. Secondly, the blueprint inspiration. And thirdly, the blueprint influence. God has a blueprint. The first time he created man, he said this in Genesis chapter 1 verse 26. He says, "Let us make man in our image and in our likeness, and let them have dominion." And so when God created us, he wanted us to represent him. We were created in his image and in his likeness. In this particular verse, he says one more time, "For we are his workmanship." Some Bible says masterpiece. We have his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. God is a good God. And the reason why we have to carry his image, because he has a good image. And you are that image. You are God's design. You are created through his blueprint. And his blueprint is for you to do good works. It's for you to be good. And that's why we say every time, tell your neighbor you're looking good, better than yesterday, and tomorrow you will shine. Because we represent God right here on this planet. The Bible says in Matthew 6:10, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." But secondly, we have blueprint inspiration. Not only do we need to be like God, we also need to speak like God. The Bible says this in 2 Timothy 3:16, "All scripture is inspired by God, profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be fully equipped, ready for every good work." We were designed to speak. We were designed to talk. We were designed to be able to declare God's word. And it's God's word that makes a difference. The Bible says in Psalms 119 verse 130, "The entrance of your word brings light." And so, this week, God wants you to be inspirational. He wants you to be like him, but he also wants you to be able to inspire others through the word of God. And I believe that's exactly what is going to happen in your life this week. But thirdly, not only should we be like God, not only should we speak like God, but we have what we call the blueprint of influence. We need to live like God. We need to be people of influence. The Bible says in Matthew 5:16, "You're the light of the world." And then he says, "So let your light shine before men." In other words, light influences darkness when it shines. We were not just brought into this world to exist. We're not into this world to go from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, accomplishing nothing. We're in this universe. We're in this earth. We're in this world. We're in this environment to influence for Jesus Christ. And so let your light shine. The Bible says in Isaiah 60 verse 1, "Arise and shine. Your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you." This is God's blueprint for us. This is God's blueprint in the now. And so remember three things. You have the blueprint image. Be like God. You have the blueprint inspiration. Speak like God. You have the blueprint influence. Live like God. And may you have an amazing week in this season and in this time. And God richly bless you. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen.